just got a minute to clean both of the parcels right now. You guys are trapped in the parcel, I see. I'll get rid of it, it's all the same.
I could have given you that one, it's not even trapped in there.
Anything new on the other subject?
Nothing that, in fact, let's see, Dean called Ziggler back again, and said, you know, I'm one of the boys, I'm creating a problem here.
On the point issue, I see him, type of thing like that.
I don't think so, because...
Ask John, I understand.
Well, if you see, you're setting yourself up for getting into the discussion with him about why doesn't he fire, why don't you fire Ehrlichman Hall and all that. And you're in, I talked to John, and you're in a perfectly sound position on all this stuff. When he told you about that thing, you know, the business there, was the same day, it was the 21st.
Was it?
I think so, as far as I can figure out, I've got to get my notes out.
Yeah, but he mentioned the cancer in my eyes, fine. And then I started...
Well, I don't know whether that's the day of that, because I wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm going on.
I'm getting brief before. Bob and I were just talking about your statement of yesterday, need your guidance on one point. They've been thinking about how they can get out of some shore to get me off of the basic posture I'm taking today, that I'm not going to comment rights of individuals, that line.
Right.
I'm told by a friendly member of the press that I'm going to be asked, well, Ron, did you, Ziggler, have any prior knowledge or involvement of the Watergate matter? Now, there are two ways to go on that, obviously, is I'm not going to treat myself any differently than anyone else and open up a laundry list type of thing. But what they're trying to get at is not any suspect on my part, but
yeah,
they're trying to get... Open up on others and get in.
No, listen, you can say it. You can say, you'll answer that question. And the answer is no. And if they want to ask other individuals, they're welcome.
Right.
Sure.
And that's up to them to say.
Yeah, what they want other individuals say, but you're not going to speak for other individuals.
Right.
Because if we stand on what we said previously, that based on the information, we just leave it right there.
I think he's got to do that as your spokesman.
Yeah.
He can't do that question.
I am answering that question as an individual, but otherwise it's improper for me to comment. Anybody else knows that will be shut today.
That was far afterwards. And then his plan, he lays this groundwork. I'm not going to take any more questions on Watergate. And his plan is not even to no comment. He's just going to say next question.
Right. And then you can say because just say, I have been advised. By the legal authorities. Because my information, legal authorities, that any comment on this case could prejudice the prosecution or the rights of innocent people.
Right.
Or the rights of defendants. And therefore, I will make no further comment.
Right.
Just put it out there, but I'm advised by the appropriate legal authorities.
Good.
Say who?
I'm going to embellish a little bit.
They asked me a question about me, but just so I'm going to say, Kurt, no, I'm just going to have to answer that question sarcastically, facetiously, or angrily, but I'll answer it seriously. Did you get that call from Dean?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? What did he say?
Yeah. He had called me.
I read your statement.
Maybe for head of regiment. And he said, Ron, if you're asked, or if it comes up regarding why I didn't do the negotiations with the Urban Committee, the fact of the matter is that the president asked me to do that, but that I turned him down because I was one of those who they wanted in terms of to appear before them.
Shouldn't say that you asked him to turn him down. I should simply say, no, because he was one of the principal.
No, because I have simply said, you know, the reason was because Mr. Dean was one of the subjects, because he was a subject of the was one of the individuals the Urban Committee wanted to hear. obviously, he could not conduct negotiations, and so the president determined it should be done by individuals that there maybe had not expressed any interest in hearing at this point. So we put Mr. Barrett requirement in the curriculum for that reason. That's no reflection on Mr. Dean, gentlemen. Simply the fact that if you want anyone here, you can't have an individual that the committee wants to hear. Fair enough.
Yes, whatever. They may make the same point, I assure you, on the phone, and it's exactly the same answer.
Of course, this opens me up to responding to questions, but I think I've worked that for me.
Well, the urban committee is something else, that's executive privilege and so forth.
And that's right, why that's procedure, right?
Yeah, it involves executive privilege, not only their Watergate, but other things. Now, this is with regard to the whole problem of executive privilege, and you covered it. And it's, and don't worry about what they say has a disagreement on the part of the president. No, it's one of the protects the very right to do. We found the procedure, the executive session.
The president said we wanted to fund the procedure.
Right. Then, well, then, John said that he wanted to, he'd look for any instructions. He said he's waiting for the instructions. Well, he said he's not going to see members of the press. He'd wait for any instructions if he's prepared to be the good soldier here.
Okay.
He had called me.
Read your statement.
Maybe for head of red zone. And he said, Ron, if you're asked or if it comes up regarding why I didn't do the negotiations with the urban committee, the fact of the matter is that the president asked me to do that, but that I turned him down because I was one of those who they wanted in terms of to appear before them.
Shouldn't say that you asked him. Yeah, Ron should simply say, no, because he was one of the principal.
No, because Mr. Dean was one of the subjects, because he was a subject was one of the individuals the urban committee wanted to hear. Obviously, he could not conduct negotiations, and so the president determined it should be done by individuals that the urban committee had not expressed any interest in hearing at this point. So we put Mr. Barrett requirement in the curriculum for that reason. That's no reflection on Mr. Dean, gentlemen. Simply the fact that if you want anyone here, you can't have an individual that the committee wants to hear. Fair enough.
Yes, whatever. They may make the same point, I assure you, on the phone, and it's exactly the same answer.
Of course, this opens me up to responding to questions, but I think I've worked that for me.
Well, the urban committee is something else. That's executive privilege and so forth.
And that's right. Why that's procedure, right?
Yeah, it involves executive privilege, not only their Watergate, but other things. Now, this is with regard to the whole problem of executive privilege, and you covered it. And it's, and don't worry about what they say has a disagreement on the part of the president. No, it's one of the protects the very right to do. We found the procedure, the executive session.
The president said we wanted to fund the procedure.
Right. Then, John said that he wanted to, he'd look for any instructions. He said he's waiting for the instructions. Well, he said he's not going to see members of the press. He'd wait for any instructions if he's prepared to be the good soldier here.
Okay.